USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. President Biden's chief diplomat is advocating for humanitarian pauses in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. While visiting Tel Aviv Friday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged a temporary halt to allow for the release of hostages held by Hamas and for humanitarian aid to reach Gaza.
We need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. We've been clear that as Israel conducts its campaign to defeat Hamas, how it does so matters. It matters because it's the right and lawful thing to do.
Blinken underscored that Israel has the right to self-defense, but also called for further efforts to minimize civilian casualties in its airstrikes on Gaza. The death toll has risen to at least 157 people following an earthquake on Friday night in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. About 170 people were injured in the quake, which caused landslides in the mountainous country. Rescuers are searching the mountain villages, most of which can only be reached on foot, for more victims. And officials say the death toll is expected to rise. The Supreme Court is currently reviewing a challenge to the federal prohibition on bump stocks, which are devices designed to enhance the firing rate of semi-automatic rifles. This decision coincides with a recent mass shooting in Maine, prompting the justices to re-examine a significant 2022 ruling concerning the Second Amendment that broadened gun rights nationwide. Traffic is about to get a little bit worse in New York City, if that's even possible.
Thousands of people from around the world will be running through New York City's five boroughs this Sunday for the annual New York City Marathon. The race begins in Staten Island at 8 a.m. Eastern, with wheelchair divisions starting first. The New York City Marathon will be broadcast to over 500 million homes around the world. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The economy added just 150,000 jobs in October, reflecting a slowdown in the labor market as the Federal Reserve keeps interest rates high to try to bring down inflation. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.9%. A saltwater lake has reappeared in Death Valley, California. Lance Pry explains.
Badwater Basin in Death Valley is a 2.5-hour drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, in Death Valley, California. It's the lowest point in North America at 282 feet below sea level. Badwater Basin is normally a salt flat left behind from an ancient lake. Well, that lake is back when Hurricane Hillary dropped over 2 inches of rain in 24 hours on Death Valley in mid-August. The lake is now covering 8 square miles. Unfortunately, it's only a few inches deep and will likely evaporate before another El Nino storm hits the region.
SpaceX has broken another record for reusing a booster rocket. A Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral Friday night to put 23 more Starlink satellites into orbit. The booster for the mission was first launched in May of 2020 and is the oldest currently flying. It landed safely on a drone ship about 8 minutes after liftoff. It was the 18th launch of the booster, the most ever for a reusable rocket. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make progress. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.